Thank you for listening to the Impact Leaders Podcast, featuring leaders focusing on sustainable and impact investment and performance with purpose, sharing their stories, experiences, and advice to increase awareness in the market and highlight best practices in order to help more companies and institutions transition more capital into the industry faster. I am JP Dahlman, founder and CEO of ILM Partners. This episode is part of a special series that was inspired by listeners asking to hear more about some fundamental concepts, trends, and the much needed collaboration for a more sustainable future. So we created this set of five shorter episodes, given the extended lockdown period we're experiencing, in case you have some extra time and want to invest it in learning something new. As you know, I usually interview and feature a specific leader in the industry, but in this occasion, I am being interviewed by my dear friend, Emily West. So she took the opportunity to ask me about a few personal reflections and lessons, further background on ILM Partners, and our initiatives, including the creation of this podcast. If you're listening to the series for the first time, please do check the title and make sure you don't miss listening to the other four episodes. I am grateful that you are choosing to invest your time in doing this, since I know that you're going to feel encouraged and inspired. Make sure you subscribe and get notifications from your preferred podcast platform. And do follow us on social media to stay connected. I appreciate your support. It helps keep Impact Leaders going. Enjoy this episode.
JP, I know you personally. We've known each other for a long time. We met in investment banking way, way back. And you are brilliant at connecting people and bringing people together. And I think something that's fantastic of what you're doing now is that you've been able to really bridge that gap with financial services, financial institutions that you know because you used to work in one for a long time. And you've got all that experience with a genuine passion for sustainability, which brought you into the sustainable impact world. And then you're just this brilliant connector and you're such a warm person and you've built this amazing network. So you're bridging this gap, which I think is fantastic. Are there any points, though, that you get frustrated? Are there any points where you wish things were moving quicker or any frustrations in that relationship?
To be completely honest, maybe it's because of the stage where I am in my life. Not really, you know, because I think if there is one thing I finally managed to develop is patience. So, and I think after, you know, having had the benefit of, you know, working in large institutions, you know, and having seen, you know, how they operate and, you know, having been able to do some kind of extra activities, you know, within the organizations, like, you know, with you, actually people don't know, but, you know, we were part of this performance team, you know, in one of the organizations. So, you know, we managed to learn a lot about you know, just behavioral economics and beyond, right? And then once you understand all of these parts, and then perhaps I throw there, you know, God's will as well. You know, you understand that it takes time, you know, and I wish that some of the relationships were developing, you know, kind of, you know, get into action faster, but again, that is up to, you know, it's just part of the process, right? So you have to just, you know, like everything, I would say this for everyone in the industry and anyone that is listening to this, is that it's all part of, you have to get into the process and you have to, like, you know, just do the steps and, you know, and the follow-ups and obviously, you know, create value for people and helping people, right? So, yeah, I would say the answer is, that's the answer.
So as well as helping institutions become more sustainable, develop sustainable funds, measure them, are there any other projects that ILA are working on this year?
Yes. So something that has been kind of in the making for a while, but obviously we think that it's important to be active and, you know, kind of even extend our contribution to the industry. So we are looking at the opportunity of launching an ILA fund ourselves, initially potentially with the acquisition of a first already successful fund that is in operation. And then subsequently, with the vision, ideally, of having more funds launch in the future, potentially as well having a platform for some of these investment managers, portfolio managers that are not being looked after properly in the organizations that they are in, or not appreciated in a way. I think there is, obviously, as we talked in a couple of the questions, there is not enough out there, and I think that we can help by bringing together all of this knowledge, all of this understanding, all of these best practices, and deliver a solution for investors, for people, that is going to help the industry even more.
So bringing together investors who want a trusted source of sustainable investments, because there is a trust issue with some of the banks. People might question how sustainable they are. So bringing together investors with a trusted source and bringing in the fund managers who actually want to do sustainable investing, and maybe where they are at the moment, they don't have a platform to do that.
Exactly. So that's what we're trying to do, kind of maximize and nurture while actually having some of the best experts and having a real good understanding of how to create returns and do good and show the impact that we're having.
So where are you at the moment with launching the fund?
So it's a process, like we talked about as well. We have a target fund already, a conversation with a couple, but it's one that we specifically like very much. Now we're trying to understand the legalities first of, how to take it over and there where we can operate it. And the different partners that we need for that, including obviously GPs and LPs, so general partners, and so that can help us, to fund, so that we can deliver on the vision.
If people want to get involved, they can just reach out and say if they're interested in helping launch such a fund. I think it's so valuable, and I think a trusted source of where you can go and invest is very much needed.
Yes, please. From if you are an investor or that you want to invest in our company or that you want to invest in the funds, obviously this is not a request for investment, but if you're interested, this is how good things are created. And also if you are a person, that has certain skills, we're looking for, people that, especially on distribution or institutional relationships or, analysts that we will need in the future. And obviously, if you are a portfolio manager as well, interested, please reach out.
I think it's fantastic. You're not just advising people how to do it. You're doing it yourself.
Yes. Walk the talk.
Exactly. Nice. Excellent. In fact, this is kind of where I want to wrap up in a way is, we talked a lot about impact, and I'm talking again about the impact I've seen you make. In terms of legacy, through the work that you're doing, what impact would you like to leave? What difference would you like to make?
Oh, I think, and this is interesting. Well, I'm not going to get into the whole concept of legacy, I think that is, if we to be very precise, so with Island Partners, we have kind of three main goals, targets that we are trying to achieve. And there are specifics to, helping institutions, transition to allocate, not only commit, but allocate, an amount, a specific amount of billions of pounds, into sustainable impact investing. Then at the same time, we're trying to more longer term work with the financial institutions and institutional investors to try to, if anything, just influence them to commit again. And this, I make that difference, commitment, and actually doing it is very, very different. Quite a few firms are committing to 100 billion to sustainable investing or sustainable finance. There's different concepts that they use by 2030, let's say. But as you and I know, between committing and saying that you're going to do something and doing it, that's two very different things. So we are working to try to influence that, again, where we can with the, you know, the two pens and that we can. And then finally, I think, you know, it's just trying to generate more awareness, not only for people in the financial service industry, but just for people in general. And that's where the podcast comes in, and other initiatives, some of the articles we do, some of the stations that we support, you know, non-for-profit and supporting entrepreneurs. And so the whole, again, supply chain, I say, of, you know, opportunities, you know, from actual companies, products to financing.
Thank you so much, JP, for making time today to share your knowledge and let me pick your brains. If someone wants to find out more information, say someone's interested in the podcast, where do they find you?
Oh, so the podcast is kind of the easiest one. Well, and me as well. But the podcast is, you can find it on, depending on the platform that you prefer. So an Apple, if you have Apple Podcast, or Spotify, or Google Play, or Google Podcast, sorry. And then there is, if you go to the actual main platform, which is in Audioboom, so if you just Google Impact Leaders Podcast, you will be able to find all sorts of other ways and parts that you can listen online, etc.
And also, if people follow you on LinkedIn, they can find the podcast episodes there.
The best way to contact me is through LinkedIn. And then if you, you know, just mention this as, you know, reference, that sometimes helps. And then, yeah.
And if a business wants to get in touch about how they can become more sustainable, and particularly an investment business, how should they reach out to you and learn more about what ILA and partners can do for them?
Oh, they can just contact me directly. That's the easiest way. You can just email me at jp@jpdalman.com.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much. How did you find being interviewed instead of being the interviewer?
Actually, it was a lot nicer and better and easier than I initially expected. You know, I feel a bit strange because, you know, you and I, we have a lot of banter, and I'm just trying to be a bit more professional here.
Professional, JP. You're also very passionate about what you talk about. So I hope people are left understanding that this is where all the patience and persistence comes from, is that there's real meaning in what you're doing.
Yes. Well, I it's interesting. That's kind of, that's how I felt, you know, during just now and talking, and you can see me like looking that way all the time. I'm just like thinking very deeply. And there is so much knowledge, so many, you know, details and numbers and everything I could share, but hopefully this is a good start. And then if people want to learn more, they can just reach out.
Well, thank you so much, JP. We look forward to hearing from you again when you're next interviewing people on your Impact Leaders podcast, and we hope to speak to you again soon.
Thank you very much, Emily, and thank you, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Impact Leaders. Impact Leaders is brought to you by ILA and Partners and Fast Forward 2030. Please connect with us at ILA and Partners for advice on how to transition into sustainable and impact investing. And go to fastforward2030.com to learn how to include the global goals into your business models.